It's WNCW. I'm Martin Anderson in Nashville, Tennessee during the Americana Fest, talking with one of our favorites, Richard Thompson. Welcome to Nashville and the Americana scene here, Richard.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure, it's a pleasure having you here, and congratulations on the new release. And boy, it's some 50 years since your start with Fairport Convention and that big scene way back when. I guess making all these records since then, including this new one coming out, you still find that you're meeting fans of yours that are new to the Richard Thompson canon?
For some reason, I get a lot of new fans, which is great with me. As the old ones are dying off now, you know, we have to replace them with something. So, yeah, that's wonderful. And they're not just, the sons and grandsons of original fans, which is always a bit disturbing, you know. Could you sign this? It's not for me, it's for my grandfather. Oh, my God. You know, that feels very strange. But, yeah, you know, people, I think because of, social media, people find you and, they stream your music and they come along to concerts, which is fantastic.
Have you found over the course of your different albums you've put out that there's been certain ones that really brought you this influx of new or younger fans for any reason?
It's usually down to how much publicity records get. Record like Shoot Out the Lights from 82 got a lot of adverse publicity because, it was myself and my wife, and it was, people describe it as our breakup album. So, of course, the media loved that, and they jumped all over that. So that brought some fans in for all the wrong reasons. And apart from that, I think records tend to get noticed on merit. I hope so. That's the way it should be.
For sure. You've had some real winners. This new one, 13 Rivers, as in the 13 songs on it. So the songs are each like rivers, as you said, they flow.
You could think of it that way, if you like, or maybe it's just a coincidence.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I think that's some beautiful imagery, really, that they each kind of take a life of their own and have their own kind of current. And maybe also like rivers, the songwriting that goes into them, it's kind of like paddling. Maybe sometimes it's like hard to navigate and you got to force it. Sometimes you just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, you also have to find the source, which is the hardest part, you know.
Yeah.
Where is the source?
Yeah,
and then all the rivers kind of flow into the album. That's the idea. It doesn't stand up intellectually as a great metaphor, but I'm glad you like it to some extent.
I think it works.
Okay.
And where did these ones come from? You said something about the kind of maybe. Did I read that it sort of took you by surprise how these songs all came about? Perhaps during some sort of dark.
Well, I've had a rough couple of years, domestically. So this is. Probably a reflection of that. And we live in strange times as well. Politically it's weird all over the world. So I'm sure that all that goes into the songs. But I don't really understand the process, how you end up with certain songs. I don't know why these songs became songs. I wasn't actively thinking I want to write a song like this or like this, you know. So stuff sort of happens, and I'm grateful to be a conduit for whatever this stuff is. And I hope people like it.
All these years of writing just brilliant songs, and you still can't quite put a finger on just where they come from. I think that's fascinating.
Well, that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's like some children's story about the magic beans or something. You know, as long as you don't look inside the sack, there'll always be enough beans to eat. But if you can't resist looking inside it, then the magic's gone. It doesn't happen anymore. So we don't look for the creative nuts and bolts.
That sounds like some wise words of wisdom to fellow songwriters listening.
Yeah. I could get therapy and I probably wouldn't have to write anymore, you know?
Okay, so don't go into therapy, please.
I'm planning not to. Yeah.
We're talking with Richard Thompson here on WNCW. Richard, if we could maybe pinpoint on one song from this new release, 13 Rivers, your song that kicks it off, I guess, The Storm Won't Come. You want a storm, it sounds like, a big change, but yet you're saying you can't force it?
The song says that it has to come by natural means. If you try to change it, it doesn't work. You have to let life kind of do it to you, is what it's saying. I don't know if that's true, but anyway, it's a song.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And then we got to talk about, of course, your guitar prowess. You're just revered as just one of the finest guitarists out there by numerous folks. Off the top of your head, any major influences, past or present?
Influences guitar play? Well, lots. You know, I grew up listening to Les Paul and Django Reinhardt. You know, in my dad's record collection. And my sister had rock and roll records, so I grew up listening to James Burton, you know, wonderful, you know, seminal sort of country rock player. And I listened to a lot of other instruments. I'm very influenced by pianists and what pianists can do and what guitar players can't do. So I'm always trying to do things, pianistic things. I listened to horn players when I was a kid, like Coltrane and, you know, Charlie Parker and those kind of people. So it all goes into the mix there somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Well, of course, being in Nashville, I mean, you know, there's Chet Atkins Place and, you know, Hank Garland Avenue. I mean, yeah, I love all those kind of 1950s, you know, Nashville guitar players. You know, Jimmy Bryant. I mean, unbelievable great players. Unbelievable.
And maybe you still maybe go through phases where you re-tap into some of these great guitarists.
Well,
and
I do.
Weave their way into what you're doing with your
Absolutely. You know, sometimes you have to go back to go forwards. And you can be very inspired by the past, I think. So some of the old guitar players, you know, like Charlie Christian or you know, Eddie Lang is a great guitar player. You can really be inspired and realize that sometimes history, you know, glides past some of these people, some of these very important figures, and they do get half forgotten anyway.
Well, Richard, your guitar work is still just always so fresh and vibrant. I'm always hearing these great kind of new licks that you've got. And yet I can often kind of, some of us can identify your sound. It's got that Richard Thompson fingerprint. I wonder if you feel like you're constantly evolving with it, or do you feel like you've just been in the same groove for many years, but it's, you know, still just so refreshing that you're still coming up with new licks?
Well, no, it's evolving. If you stand still, you kind of go backwards. So you don't want to do that. So you have to keep thinking how you can improve. I'm always looking. I'm not looking to change my style, but you know, I've got a style and I want it to get better. So I'm always looking to go further and do more. Otherwise, I think as a musician, you're kind of dead. So you have to really keep wanting.
Yeah.
Keep being driven.
So don't stand still. Don't look into the nuts and bolts too much. And maybe use songwriting music as therapy.
There you go. So that's the messages for the day.
All right. Richard Thompson's message and advice for the day here at WNCW. I'm Martin Anderson. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.